Today's share in the Dear Shul Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Hey Omad Aleph. We're in the fifth volume Mishnah Berurah, and we're beginning Simin Tuf Kuf Chav Dalid, which begins on the very last line of Kuf Mem Dalid Omad Beis. The Mechaber begins, Sif Aleph. In Olin Agabi Ilun, you're not allowed to climb on a tree. This Simin is going to deal with a number of laws, miscellaneous laws of Yontif that are similar to the laws of Shabbos. So you're not allowed to climb on a tree on Yontif. Likewise, below Rochvin Agabi Behema, you're not allowed to ride in an animal. And it's going to give us a whole list of additional things in a moment. Let's do the Mishnah Berurah over here first in Sif Katan Aleph. So he says, Ayin L'El and Simin Shin Lamed Vav, all of these halachas are discussed in regards to Chashamis. And he says, Shomavu Prati Adin V'Tameim. And there it explains all the reasonings behind these restrictions. The issue footnote number one tells us that the reason for this is we learned over there, Shechoshin Shemayitlosh, we're afraid that if you go climb on the tree, you may come to take something off it, and that would be Talisha. And if you may do this on purpose, and then you'll be chayv chatas. So he says, therefore, on yontif, yesh lachosh l'kas. So we have to be concerned about it on yontif as well. And he says, shekol agzerihi mechashas shemi yitlosh. Since the whole concern is because you may come to pull it off, gam im yovei she'ilon v'kvar nashu olav anofu v'peiros v'ein bo lechluchis mikol makom asru chachom lalos lov mishum siog v'geder. Even if it's a dried up tree and there's no concern that you'll pluck off any fruits, the rabbi said, lo plug, you can't do this. And he says, there are those that are more makel in the summer months, because it's clear that it's dry, that some would let you do this, but the basic thing is no. He further brings down from Shulchan Aruch, Shilo Rak al Hishtamshus Bilanas. So it's not just using the tree itself, but it's also on the sides of the tree, as we discussed previously, and it's only Tzidei Tzadim that we said is good. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Beis tells us you can't ride on the animals as well. So he said, Ayin L'El and Simin Shin Hei Sif Yud Ches, what the reasoning is there. And you can see this in Dershah footnote number two. Mishnah Berurah writes over there, Shema Yachtoch Zumora, you may come to pull off a branch and use it like as a whip, and you'll be Chayev for Tolish in that situation. So he says, on Yontif as well, we have to be concerned about this. And even in a situation where there is no concern that you're going to do this, again, Lo Plug, the rabbi said it doesn't make any difference. Lo Chilku Chacham Megizirosam. Furthermore, he brings down from the Shulchan Aruch there that this is any usage of the animal. Afilu bitstadeh habeim, even the size of the animal, but just like with a tree, tzidei tzadeh is allowed. Now, we continue in this Mishnah Berurah. V'yesediria simon at sofo, and the rest of this simon, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, all these lists that we're going to now have in the Mechaber, he says, mavu le'el behilcha Shabbos and simon shilamates sif aleph ad sif hey, that those are all discussed there, and we'll see them in a moment in the issue footnote number three. And he says, look at the Mishnah Berurah over there, ayin Mishnah Berurah, and the beragol, ber halacha, tam kolel adron befortem, all the reasonings and the specifics, v'shayach gam le'inyan yontif, and all of these apply on Shabbos and yontif as well. So now we'll continue reading the Mechaber. The first things we said, you can't go up on a tree, you can't go and ride an animal, and he says, "Velo shotin aplei amayim." You're not allowed to go and swim. Velo misapkin lahakos kafal yorech. You're not allowed to go and clap your hands on your thigh. Velo mitapkin lahakos kafal kaf. You can't clap your hands together. We'll go through each of these in a moment. In Dershah footnote number three, what the reasoning is. Velo marakdin. You're not allowed to dance. Velo doni. You're not allowed to do judgments. Velo makachin. You're not allowed to be makanish a woman. Velo konsin. You're not allowed to take the woman in to be your wife, to have relations with her the first time. Velo miyabmin, you can't do yibam. Velo magarshin, you don't divorce. Velo holtin, you don't do chalitza. Velo makdishin. Velo machrim, you're not allowed to do various types of hekdeshos to sanctify certain things or make a mecherim that's either to the Beis HaMikdash or to the Kohanim. Velo mafrishin, trumos, maisos. And likewise, you can't take off trumos and maisos. Now, all of these are going to be explained in the issue foot number three. As the Mishnah Berurah alluded to, we learned in Hilchos Shabbos, sin shin lamites, and Sif Aleph through Hay. And now let's see the issue for number three, for giving the various reasons. He says, the reason why you're not allowed to swim, he says, Gazru Shema Yaseh Chavish Shoshayot, he makes some sort of a raft. It's a kli shalom the mo'loshet alamayim, that you help to learn to swim. So some sort of a flotation device. The reason why you're not allowed to go do all the clapping and the dancing, so the Shulchan Aruch writes, lachush, we have to be concerned, shema yisaki cliche, that you may come to go and fix a musical instrument because of the dancing. The Ramah says, however, people are makel on this, and you're not mechuyif to tell them, because it's better, mutashi yishokim ayu mezidim, because they're not going to listen, so it's better that they not know that this is a isser. We apply this principle sometimes better not to give reproof to people, because they're not going to listen. You have to know when to apply it. It's not a blanket rule, and each rav needs to know what the circumstances when it's applicable or not. Others give a reason because we're not bakiyin basias klisher, so there's no concern that we're going to go fix the klisher because we don't know how. Nobody would know how to tune a piano today. Nobody would know how to fix the guitar strings easily, and therefore it's a darshenu shliach, and therefore we don't have to be concerned about it. However, the Mishnah Berurah writes, that reason is not really enough to rely upon, and unless it's a makom mitzvah, one shouldn't rely upon it. That's why there is a hetter to dancing at a simcha or dancing on Simchas Torah, because even though you're dancing, that's the shame mitzvah, and since there's really no concern that you're going to go fix a musical instrument, that's why we can be makel. Not everybody is, but there are more rights over there. Hanach l'miswal, and it's better to sometimes not say anything. Mutav shushogim avi mezid. The reason why you're not allowed to do judgments, lo donim v'lo makachin, you don't do kiddushin, is because gzera shem yovo l'deksivi, may come to write it down. So therefore, we don't do it. Why don't we take in a wife to have relations with the first time or do yibam? So the Shulchan Aruch there writes, because it's like making a kinyan, and we don't make kinyanim on Shabbos. And in regards to yibam, there's concern that you may come to write a ksuba. We don't do divorces or chalitza, heaven forbid, if they're necessary, shagosu shem yichtav, because you may come to write. So therefore, we don't allow them on yontif or on Shabbos. And we don't make things hektish or a cherim. We don't give it to the Beis HaMikdash, or some say the cherim would be to the Beis HaMikdash or to the Kohanim. So that's Mishum. Shadoma hadov l'meko chomemko, because it looks like a business transaction. And kivin shavim raso yotzei hachevitz mishus l'shus hakboa, since just by saying something, it actually goes over to the hektish, so therefore we don't do this, because it looks like a business transaction. Finally, we don't take off trumas and maestras. So he says, this is also doma l'meko chomemko. It's too much like a business transaction, like just like hektish, and he adds, it's masakin dover shein masukin. You're doing masakin money. You're fixing something, and therefore we don't do it. And he says, afilu kishamafish rakei de machshava. If you're just doing this in your mind, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says it still is also to do this, and therefore these are the reasons why all of these things are not allowed on Yontif or on Shabbos. Now we continue with the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagor v'din pidgin aben, making a pidgin aben, kedino b'Shabbos, kach dinam yontif. The same rules apply in doing it on Shabbos as they apply on yontif. And he says, we learned this already, ayin le'el and simin shin lametez, sif dalet for those dinim. And if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, over here in Sivkot and Dalet, he says, Rosh Lomar, the Shom Mavur, it says there, the b'dievin, masha osu osui. If in all of these things, if you did them, even though you weren't supposed to, they take effect no matter what. You look at the issue foot number 6, he brings down, Vafilu hifrish b'mezit, even if you intentionally did it, so nevertheless, what you did counts. However, if you did intentionally take off trumas and maizos, the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to get any benefit from them that day, neither you nor anybody else, because it's the knas that the rabbis did. But if it was done by accident, so then afilu lemafrish atzmo, even the person who did it himself, is allowed to benefit from it. I see that we skipped the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel. He says, you know, take off trumas and maizos, says the same thing applies to challah, and we learned this previously as well. Ayin le'el and simin tof kuf vav sif gimel v'dalet b'sham mavur prati adinim. And if you look in the issue foot number 5, he reminds us that we said you're not allowed to do this because it's nearer k'mesakin dov shenam mesukin. It looks like you're mesakin the trumas and maizos, but challah you are allowed to do because you're allowed to go and bake fresh bread. The person's allowed to do it. So since you're allowed to do the lush, the kneading, so you're also allowed to go take off the challah. The issue foot number 4 brings down, how come because of ochel nefesh you can't do this? So he says, you're not allowed to do this even if it's ochel nefesh, to take off trumas and maizos. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, shekiven she'ef shehoyu lahavrish mi'esmo, because you should have done it before yontif. So this is considered machshirich, ochel nefesh she'ef shelasosu mi'esmo. It's something that could have been done beforehand, and therefore it is osur. What about if it wasn't able to be done erev yontif? So he says, nevertheless, yitochin shechacham osu zos kemo she'asu k'tira. They said across the board, low plug here as well, just like you can't do k'tira, you can't go and harvest it or reap it, so too you can't do trumas and maizos. Well, mi she'ein lo p'nai l'hafrish erev yontif, he physically just wasn't able to do it before yontif, so the Chazon Ish brings down a big chiddush, and he says, you can make a t'nai on erev yontif, then you'll be mafrish it on yontif, and there's also the opinion of a yashiv and Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Shchiv Meira, the Tofik Le Alma Tuva, a person who's on his deathbed in Nebuch is doing very, very poorly. Shari Le Garish Afilu B'Shabbos. We would allow him to be Megarish's wife. He doesn't want it to be an Aguna. Let's say in those days it wasn't so easy for somebody to go and notify a relative who lived far away, the brother who lived very, very far away, to come and do Chalitza. Or maybe it was inappropriate that would do a Yibam, and the wife, he didn't want his wife to have to do Yibam with his brother. So then they would permit, under these extenuating circumstances, to do a Gerishin on Shabbos. They put aside their concern that you may come to write and allowed you to do the Gerishin to prevent her from being an Aguna or preventing her from becoming, going to have to be the Yavama to an inappropriate Yavam. That concludes Simen Tov Kuf Chav Dalet, and now we start Tov Kuf Chav Hei. This simon deals with inyonim of halva, of lending on yontif. So the Mechaber starts off sefalif, and he tells us, halva as yontif nitno litova bedin. If you lend somebody something on Yontif, and he doesn't want to pay you back, you can go take him to a Din Torah. Now, the Mishnah is going to point out, this was a machlokis, so the Mechaber is telling us, we pass that you can't take him to a Din Torah. And he says, the Ramah adds, Ayin Le'el and Simin Shin Zayin, Sif Yud Aleph, where this was discussed. You look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph, he says, Hainu, Shehekit Lo'ach and Vani. We're talking about the storekeeper gave it to you on credit, all sorts of Mine Meichel Mishnah, and now you don't want to pay him for it. Nit nor Latova. So you can go and take him to Din. So these Havos, you can go and take him to a court and get your money that he owes you. Rotsu Lomar, the Mishnah Berurah explains the Mechaber here. You can't take it to Beis Din. Of course, after Yontif, if he refuses to pay you back. And what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is, Mishum the Ikoman, the Omer, as I just pointed out, there is an opinion in the Gemara, the Omer, the Gemara, this relay, the Bedin, Eni Yacholit Boa, Ella, Beino Levin Atzmo. You can only ask him to pay you, but if he doesn't want to pay you, you can't take him to Beis Din, because the concern was, because if you're allowed to take him to court, you're going to start writing it down. And then you'll write down that I lent him, you know, $100 worth of food on Yontif. You write it down. So that opinion says you can't take him to court, and therefore you won't come to write it down. So the chiddush over here that the Mechaber is telling us is we don't paskin like that opinion. We paskin like the opinion that says that the other opinion, if we don't allow him to take him to court, so then nobody's going to go and give out goods on Yontif because they're afraid they won't get it back. So the it's going to cause a lack of simchas yontif. So it's preferable to take our chances, and maybe he'll come to write it down by accident rather than to go and stop simchas yontif. And therefore, the Mechaber tells us this is the predominant idea that we want simchas yontif more than we're concerned about. Maybe he'll come to write it down, and therefore you can take him to a din Torah if he doesn't pay you back. The Ramah had said, look there in Hilchos Shabbos, Shin Zayin Sif Yud Aleph. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Sif Katan Gimel. Rosh Hashanah, what the Ramah is telling us is that it says there, the Shom Mavor, Le'inyan Shabbos, the Zor Milom Eloshen Havor. You shouldn't use the terminology Havor. In Hebrew, there's a difference between She'elo and Havor, as Dirshu footnote number one reminds us, that Havor implies for a long duration, a 30-day duration, and therefore it's more likely that you write it down, as opposed to, can I borrow with the Lashon of She'ela? It's for a short period of time, and people won't come to write it down. He points out at the end of the issue, foot number one, he says, in English, for example, Lashon Laz, there's no difference between Halva and She'ela, so then you should just use the terminology, please give me, Tenli. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Elo Yomar Tenli, in fact, you should use the Lashon of Tenli, and in the issue, foot number two, he brings down, the Af L'Sayim is the Var of Lom Elo Shiach, so Yitlo, and he says, I'm giving this to you, but please give it back to me, that, the Mishnah Berurah says, is allowed. At the end of the issue, footnote number one, in the next paragraph he says, if he said a lashon of halva, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal said, mutar l'mal v'lomala, the person says, no, listen, I can't do a halva with you, but I'm more than happy to do a she'el with you, and then he can give it to him. That's allowed. So the Mishnah Berurah continues, he says that these dinim that we learned in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, who are dinim in Yontif, the same dinim apply in Yontif, and he says, look over there, back where the Ramah said, in Simin Shin Zayin, in Sif Yud Aleph, look there in the Ramah, in the Mishnah Berurah, the kol adinim shayach gam lekan, they all apply here as well. And the issue foot number three brings down that the Ramah wrote over there, shim eino manalo, if you don't trust the guy, so you're allowed to take a mashkon, you can take a collateral, however, lo yoma lo, you shouldn't say, you shouldn't say, I demand a mashkon, but you should take a mashkon without, in a way that it won't look like Udu Dechol, like a regular weekday activity. Mishnah Berurah added over there, Shinasinas mashkon muteres, you're allowed to give over the collateral, dafka biofen sheish b'mashkon tzorach Shabbos, it should be something that has some benefit on Shabbos. So for example, take a mashkon of wine or oil, even if you're not going to use it, at least it could be used. However, im yesh b'mashkon tzorach mitzvah, or if there's a need of a mitzvah, mutra filu ein b'tzorach Shabbos. So you can take, let's say, a pair of tefillin or something like that as the mashkon, because it's a dvar mitzvah, that would be allowed. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "V'chei Masha Posek Hashulchan Aruch, the Halvos Yom Tov Nitnu L'Tova." This din over here that the Mechaber wrote that you're allowed to go and collect it in Beis Din. Who Adin Lavos Shabbos Nitnu Achikach L'Tova. Same thing applies by Shabbos and Yontif. Even though here this is only said over here by Hilchos Yontif, the same din applies in Hilchos Shabbos as well. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, "Agabai Tzedaka, the person who's collecting food." We'll see here that's not talking about money. If you're collecting food for people on Yontif. So go v'me'achatzeros b'yontif. You're allowed to go from courtyard to courtyard and ask people, you know, I need some food for the poor people, and everybody puts out a little kugel, it puts out a little bit of kishka, etc. Avol yachrizu k'derech shalchan rizim l'chol. But you shouldn't make the public announcements the way you do it on a weekday. Elo go v'mbitzina, but do it more in a nister, a tznia, stick away than you would on a weekday. V'nosin l'soch kayikam, they can take it in their bosom. In other words, they can collect all the stuff, and then u'machalkin l'chol shchuna u'shchuna b'fnei atzma. And then they can go give that individually into each neighborhood, even though you collected in the larger area. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Dalid, Hainu, Mine Michael Umashka. We're talking here about not collecting money, we're talking about collecting food, as I mentioned. Siv Hey, the Mishnah Berurah says, the after mutla hachrus al dvar mitzvah, technically you could have announced it publicly, it wouldn't be a problem. As we learn, Kanal b'simin shin vav, Siv Beis, you're allowed to go and do certain things if it's a dvar mitzvah publicly. Here, shiny hacha, dev shi b'tzina. Since you don't need to do this publicly, you can accomplish the same thing by doing it more quietly, b'tzina, so you might as well do it that way. That concludes Simon Tov Kuf Chav Hey, and this is a good break point for us to stop. It's a little bit early, but we'll conclude today's share over here.